Hi there. The word for today is learning from the prodigal son. In Luke chapter 15, verse 18, we hear his words, "Father, I have sinned." Now, the prodigal son didn't actually get into trouble until he left the safety of his father's house. Jesus points out four things about him that we'd all be wise to pay attention to. First, he says, and I quote, "He wasted his substance with riotous living." Satan is a fraudster. If you heed his call to come out and play, you're going to end up losing the very substance of who you are and what God has called you to be. Next, Jesus said in his parable, and I quote, "He went out and joined himself to a citizen of that country." Do you want to know where you are spiritually? If so, look at who you hang out with and who you take advice from. Who do you call and who calls you? Solomon said in Proverbs 1 verse 10, "My son, if sinners entice you, do not give in to them." Next, Jesus said, quote, "He began to be in want." What's wrong with this picture? In his father's house, he never wanted for anything, never missed a meal. Now he's eating what pigs eat. He's trying to meet a legitimate need in an illegitimate way. Are you doing that? David said in Psalm 23, verse 1, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And who's that promise for? Those who live in the safety of the sheepfold and who stay close to the shepherd. And finally, Jesus said in his parable concerning the prodigal son, quote, "He came to himself. When the elevator could go no lower, he decided to get off. And mercifully, he still could. Some never can." The Bible says in Hebrews 3:15, "Today, not tomorrow, today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your heart." Look, it wasn't too late for the prodigal son, and it's not too late for you. The moment he changed his prayer from "give me" to "forgive me," his father opened his arms, welcomed him home, and restored him to sonship. And God will do the same for you if you'll just let him. Okay?